Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
So we came out of the Christmas break. Carolina just, I guess, maybe rediscovered their game. Or, as we bring in Luke Tocat from the News and Observer, did their power play just go to another level?
I mean, the power play is part of it. And if you talk to the players, they'll say, oh, you know, we got back to our team game and, you know, we're executing on the power play. But the reality is, and Rod Brindamore will say this if you ask him, Pyotr Kochetkov's playing better.
Yeah.
And he's not giving up terrible goals. And that's all it is. It's the same in the regular season as it is in the playoffs. It's just not as magnified. Games are decided by special teams and goaltending. And when your goalie's not giving up incredibly bad howler goals and your power play is clicking along at 40%, you're going to go 6-1-3 coming off of that disastrous trip through Western Canada. And on top of that, they should be better than 6-1-3 because both Kochetkov and Ranta could be a little better, although Ranta has the win in his return. The reality is the Hurricanes are going to go as far as their goaltending takes them. If the power play keeps clicking at 40%, that's going to be very far.
Yes, 41.7% in the last 10 games, 15 out of 36, 8 for their last 17 in the last 4. It has been a heater that I don't believe we have seen since 2006 here. Luke Tocat is joining us here. The funny thing is about, in terms of we are finally getting back to their game, the numbers say otherwise. That, you know, normally the possession metrics really favor Carolina. They really haven't in this in the 3 games coming out of Christmas. They were underwater in terms of possession against Toronto. They were just barely over it in games against Montreal and Nashville. So it really has been special teams and goaltending. And if you look at Kochetkov, who is what is he 5-1-2 in his last 8 starts? And that includes the debacle against the Islanders here. He has been phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been good. I think that the key for him is he's just got to not let in the goals he let in out west. And part of that may have been Freddie's hurt. We all knew that Antti Raanta was struggling at that point. You know, Kochetkov may have just put too much pressure on himself at that point in time and is now relaxed a little bit and is just sort of playing the game that we saw from him last year, that he can play. He doesn't have to be great for the Hurricanes to win. He just has to be not terrible. And that sounds like not a lot to ask of a goalie, but it's the same problem the Oilers have had. It's the same problem the Leafs have had. It's the same problem the Devils have had. There are a lot of would-be Stanley Cup contenders who are going through this right now. And, you know, that's one reason why the Hurricanes haven't made a trade. There are many reasons why the Hurricanes haven't made a trade. But letting Pyotr Kochetkov figure some of this out and play through it is their best option because, one, they're going to need him at some point, whether it's this year or next year or the foreseeable future. But, two, they're not in a position like the Oilers were in where things have gone irretrievably wrong. And they were always just one good streak away from getting back to where they're supposed to be. And with the win over the Rangers tonight, they'll feel pretty good about things, I think.
Yeah, the Rangers, by the way, you know, we talk about Carolina's power play. Luke Tocat is joining us here from the News and Observer. And the Hurricanes are in New York, second meeting against the Rangers tonight. But the Rangers have only 8 games all year where they have not registered a power play goal. Carolina's biggest asset right now is probably the penalty kill, and this will be a huge test for them.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about special teams and goaltending. I mean, that's literally all the Rangers have, and it works very well for them. It has for some time. But, I think we've reached the message-sending point in the season. That we are on the downslope now, and the Hurricanes need to start sending the message to some of these other would-be contenders that they are the team they've been the past couple of years. And, you know, I don't mean sending messages like fighting. I just mean get out there and outplay them and show that you're the better team. I think the Hurricanes are, despite what the records say, are a better team than the Rangers, which is a very two-dimensional team. I think the Hurricanes have more dimension to their play when they're on their game. And this is really a chance to say, hey, we may not have gotten off to a good start, and we may not have the goaltending that you do, but we can go into your building, a building that has not been kind to the Hurricanes over the years, and outplay you. And I think that's out there for the Hurricanes tonight.
Luke Dukakis is joining us here. What do you make of the redeployment of the SAT line?
The Pack Therapy Podcast is in session. Tim Donnelly here, host of The Drive and your guide for pack therapy. Every episode is your chance to score inside information on the pack. We set you up for Wolfpack games all season long, and we break down the ACC competition, what to watch for as we roll towards the tournament madness, plus special guests to keep your Wolfpack hope alive. Follow Pack Therapy wherever you discover your favorite podcasts or watch it on YouTube.
Hey, guess what? It's not as hard to start a fitness or weight loss program as you think. And I'm going to give you $100 in free home gym equipment to prove it. I'm Carl, the co-founder of Body. That's Body with an I, the health and fitness app with thousands of five-star reviews, because our people get results. And I guarantee you'll lose 5 to 10 pounds in your first month or you don't pay. Just sign up for a Body annual membership during our New Year's Kickstart event in the next 10 minutes, and I'll send you $100 worth of home fitness gear to help you succeed with classics like P90X, Pio, and 21 Day Fix. In fact, we have over 120 workout programs for every level of fitness, even one for beginners only. Listen, if you don't succeed, you get your money back. But keep the $100 in equipment as my gift just for trying. You've got 10 minutes, so go to body.com to sign up now. Again, that's body.com.
Yeah, I mean, it's worked, which has always been the problem in the past, as everyone's clamored for it. It's never produced. I mean, Sebastian Aho being first star of the week doesn't sound like that big a deal until you realize it hasn't happened for a Hurricanes player since November of 2017. And I got to be honest with you, Adam, I don't feel like the Hurricanes have been a bad team since the 2017-18 season.
Right.
But it's a measure, I think. One, the Hurricanes, among other things that they needed in early December, they needed Sebastian Aho and Andrei Svechnikov to get hot. And I don't know that Sebastian Aho can maintain a 3.7 points per game pace over the rest of the year.
Right.
Although we joked with Rod Brindamore yesterday that, hey, isn't this just kind of what you expect of him anyway? And Brindamore, not seeing the humor in it at all, said yes, which is funny. But also Andrei Svechnikov getting on track. He hasn't been the same player. We all know that. But we're starting to get close to a year since the injury now. You would expect him to start to play with a little more freedom, a little more confidence, and get some of that touchback. For a guy who shoots the puck as hard and as carefully placed as he does, there's always going to be those very fine margins of missing the post or hitting the post or picking a corner. That's something that takes fine motor skills that, can atrophy a little bit on you when you're not doing it every day at that level. So the fact that Andrei Svechnikov has started scoring again, I think is a positive sign. And as Brendan Moore said, look, you notice when he's on the ice.
Yep.
It hurts us when he's not on the ice, even when he's not scoring, because of the things he does. But the Hurricanes aren't built to be a successful team with Andrei Svechnikov scoring 12 to 15 goals. They need him to take the next step in his career, mm-hmm. put this injury behind him, and be a 30-plus, 40-goal scorer to really reach the potential that they believe they have.
There is no question. By the way, the production of those two, Aho's got 11 points in three, but he's got 7 goals, 13 assists in his last 10. Andrei, since coming back from the latest injury, 5 goals, 5 assists in those 6 games. A lot of their production, by the way, has come on the power play. But as a line, Aho, Svechnikov, and Teravainen have been better than they have ever been in terms of production, based on how many minutes. We've also seen too many special teams minutes, so we haven't seen them a ton together. Let me get a couple of quick things in before we let Luke Dukak go. How much of Carolina's better play of late can we say the emergence of Jack Drury as maybe Carolina's third best center right now has something to do with
it? Yeah, I mean, I think that certainly helped. And he was a guy who, I think was holding them back a little bit at the start of the year. just because they needed someone in that role who was more productive. And they've had productive players in that role over the years. But he's obviously a player who has some skill, and that, you know, you're kind of waiting for it to materialize at the NHL level. Was this going to be a guy who could contribute at the NHL level or be a guy who was, you know, an AHL Hall of Famer and score a ton down there? And I don't mean that facetiously. I mean, there are guys who can produce at the NHL level, and there are guys who can produce very well at the AHL level and make a good living doing it. And I think that the jury, well, probably still out a little bit on jury, but he certainly pushed the needle more to the NHL side of things. And that's helped a lot. The Hurricanes have to be balanced. They are not a one-line team. And especially with the amount of ice time that Jordan Staal and Jesper Foss, when he's healthy, and Jordan Martinuk get, they need the other lines to contribute, because that line may generate a lot of chances and it may stop the opponents from scoring, but it is just never going to score that much.
Right.
So you do need contributions from your fourth line. And the Hurricanes, you know, obviously Stephen Nason has played all over the lineup, but in the end, on the depth chart, he is, you know, one of your 10, 11, 12 forwards. He's done his job. I mean, he's in the top 20 in the NHL in terms of value above replacement value, which is insane when you think about it. And Jack Drury has actually played a little bit of a role there in terms of a rising tide lifting all boats. But yes, I the balance is key. And if it wasn't going to be Drury, it was going to have to be someone else. The fact that Drury has kind of stepped up and started producing, driving play, being a reliable center, all of those things are positive signs.
Luke Tkach, before we let you go, the value of Seth Jarvis beyond what he brings on the ice is what?
I think he's got a little bit of a young Ray Whitney in him. He's got that sort of loose cannon personality, will say anything, sense of humor, you know, will portray himself perhaps as less intelligent than he actually is sometimes to get a laugh, and have the sort of comedic confidence to do that.
Yep.
You need those guys in your room. Jordan Martinuk does that in a different way. You know, Jordan Martinuk is more of a rah-rah guy, but Seth Jarvis, I think as he gets older and more confident and feels his place in the room more securely, is going to be more of a needler. And man, you know, the good teams, they've got a guy who can deflate the pressure and turn a dark room bright with the ability to needle a teammate. Ray Whitney did that expertly on the 2016, and he wasn't the only one. I had a locker room full of veteran guys who knew how to deflate a teammate's ego with an offhand comment. But I think Seth Jarvis is going to get there, and I think that's his personality, and we're seeing more and more of it. His personality is an asset as well.
No question about it. The comments after the game in Toronto were next-level funny. Luke, I appreciate your time, man. I'll see you at the rink later in the week.
All right. Take care, AG.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.